The New England-based boycott proposal is known as legalization before enumeration. Its leaders claim to represent more than a million people in 34 states. Their goal is to pressure the U.S. Congress to pass comprehensive immigration reform or force states and cities to go without a percentage of the federal aid that census figures are used to calculate. Peter Munoz of Madison Centro Hispano calls it an ill-conceived strategy.
My sense is that the best approach is to count every single person who is here, and particularly emphasizing the fact that they're being constructive members of the community and that they're bringing real resources to municipalities in terms of the shared revenues from the federal government.
Estimates of the number of undocumented workers in Wisconsin are hard to come by, but the 2000 census found only 3.6% of the state's population are foreign-born. Christine Newman-Ortiz of the Milwaukee-based Voces de la Frontera says she sympathizes with the boycott's goals, but would rather that all immigrants, legal and illegal, be counted in the census.
So I see the value in supporting the census count because it will not count immigration status. 85% of immigrant families are of mixed immigration status, so there's many people who benefit through some of the funding that does come in terms of the public programs.
Calls to the regional office of the 2010 census in Chicago were not immediately returned, but a national spokeswoman says she's disappointed that any group would encourage people not to be counted. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.